This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. Vincent had to step away from the mic today. He'll be back tomorrow. And you are have your dial set to USAPrepares.com. It's Tuesday, which means we have Gwyneth Isaacs with us. Hello, Gwyneth.
Hello there, John. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good. I was at a conference at the end of March. It's March 31st through April 2nd, and I was one of the speakers. And whenever you have one of those types of events, it is kind of like finals week, to put it in college terms. You just have to push and push and push, and then you're glad it's over so you can stop and try to recover a little bit.
Yep. Now, I went to university, and I actually, the final course that I took there at the University of Melbourne was actually learning how to be a lecturer, so I totally understand what you're going through. And it is pretty full on. And my final assessment actually was that I had to take a seminar, and I was given the floor for half an hour. And that was really, really good. I really enjoyed it, and I would absolutely love to do that for a living one day.
Well, at least this time I didn't have to travel too far. It was here in Dallas. The time before that was in Knoxville, which is quite a drive from here. Yes. You know, Tennessee is not very long north and south, but this is east and west, and it was practically to the other side.
Oh, gosh. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, it's really interesting. I was mentioning about that lecture that I gave. It was about a topic that's very dear to my heart to this day. And I think I emailed you a bit earlier about this, and that was about living without them. And, I think that that's what we would I'd like to talk about today.
Okay.
It's quite an interesting topic because so often when I'm talking to people about being prepared and, living off the grid and doing things in an alternative way and, raising your own livestock and vegetables and all of this sort of thing, it comes up from time to time about codes, okay? Certain areas have certain codes where, quote-unquote, you're not allowed to do certain things. And do you know what? These codes really are totally artificial, and they are designed to confine us. They are designed ultimately to protect the system and to stop us from being self-reliant. And, it's like this. In the suburbs, you're not allowed to keep a rooster in a lot of suburbs. I don't know about in the US, but in Australia, in a lot of suburbs, you're not allowed to keep roosters. Why aren't you allowed to keep roosters? Because they crow. Big deal. dogs bark and roosters crow. You know, what makes more noise? You know, you can see some areas you're not even allowed to have dogs, or you're not allowed to have certain breeds of dogs. And those tend to be the breeds of dogs that would be most useful in a grid-down situation. Like, for instance, large dogs that would actually be useful in a defense capacity. In many areas, certain breeds of these dogs are flat-out banned. And if you're caught owning one, you can be, in their words, subjected to a big fine. Or you can, you can suffer other penalties. And they'll ultimately take your dog away, and it will probably end up being dead in one way or another. Because it's, quote-unquote, dangerous. Now, I've had dogs my entire life, and I can tell you that with only a very, very few exceptions, I can tell you this, that the most dangerous thing about a dog is its owner. Just like the most dangerous part of a gun is the nut that's behind the trigger. And that's just how it is. And likewise with a car. They take all the guns away from people. People still want to hurt people. So what do? They go out and they get a car. You know, you wouldn't, and I wouldn't do that. But there are people out there who, because they can't get their hands on firearms, have taken to using cars as weapons. You know, and this is it. But it all comes back to phony codes, okay, that are meant to keep us from being self-reliant and independent. In some areas, you're not allowed, quote-unquote, not allowed to have. I hate those words. Why? Says who? On what basis are you not allowed to have a water tank in your driveway? You know, the house that I was living in before, I was in the suburbs, and just about the whole neighborhood was astounded when I got a 22,500-liter water tank delivered and planted permanently in my driveway. And you know something? The entire neighborhood's jaws all dropped, and I got it plumbed in. And I said, that's my water supply. And I said, oh, it's for my garden. You know, and people sort of looked at me weird. I was always that weird hippie down the road anyway, but now I was a weird hippie down the road with a 22,500-liter water tank sitting in my driveway. But do you know something? I planted plants around it, and within a year, nobody even noticed it anymore. I don't think anyone even saw it, you know. But, of course, you and I both know that the real reason why I put that 22,500-liter water tank in my driveway was in case there was a grid-down situation, I would always have tank water. You know, and of course the roof plumbing from my roof was plumbed into it. And in the meantime, it did provide a beautiful supply of water. And I had a lovely garden, and I would go at that house sometimes, and I would actually just go and sit up on my garage roof, and I would look down at my garden to see how green it was. And it was actually greener than the public park next door. You know, and that was absolutely lovely, just to go up there and just to observe my garden and to see how beautifully green it was when just about the whole rest of the district was absolutely bone dry. And you know what? This is it. We have to get away from our programming that tells us that somebody else has to tell us what to do. And, yeah, that's, you know, there's a whole range you know, facets to that. And have you ever considered these things, John?
Oh yes, and we've also talked about some cities here in the States that you can't even have a vegetable garden.
Wow.
You know, it's crazy that you cannot be self-sufficient. You have to rely on the government and the corporations.
That's gobsmacking, you know. So they're gonna object to you growing some parsley and tomatoes and garlic on your front edge of your house.
And it's so crazy. And this Supreme Court decision was before I was even born. They say that you growing a tomato plant in your own backyard is interstate commerce, even
That's
if you don't
crazy.
Sell it.
That's absolutely crazy. Do you know where such rules belong? They belong down the toilet, mate. They really do. This is, you know, we have the right given to us by God to live and to survive, to eat, to drink, to travel, to defend ourselves. And, you know, if God has given these rights to us, what right does any human being or any interdimensional rat bag have to tell us what we can and can't do in the matter of ordinary stuff that is required for human existence, like eating, drinking, getting shelter, and traveling? Yeah, it's absolutely crazy, you know? And we have to break out of this programming, because ultimately this programming of codes is what keeps us all enslaved. And you know something? Usually they're not even acts of parliament. They're just some bureaucrat or group of bureaucrats getting together over a few beers and deciding what we can and can't do with our own lives. You know? And often when it gets down to the local government level, that local governments are not local governments usually. Usually they're actually body corporates. Okay? So if you move into an apartment building, usually there's a body corporate, okay, that manages the complex.
Right. And
the council's trying to say that the municipality is trying to say that that's the system that they're under, and it's a whole lot of rot.
Hold that thought. We'll be back after this break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portal. PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is Jack Hagan sitting in for Vincent today. And let me go ahead and apologize in advance if you hear a lot of noise from my end. They are doing maintenance on our apartment building today, and I am hoping that it will take until after the show before they get to replacing the window in the room where I'm broadcasting from. But you still might hear a lot of banging in the background. Okay.
Now at least we know. You know that you haven't got a Black Ops squad after you or anything.
It's not SWAT trying to break in. It's a maintenance crew.
No, that's fine. Yeah. But anyway, like I was saying, most municipalities are trying to treat you as if you hold a strata title. I don't know if they called that in the US, but it's the same sort of, title structure that you have, for instance, in an apartment building. Okay, usually you own the air inside your little block, and the strata company actually owns the building, and, you have to pay them a fee each year, okay? But you move into a suburb and, you have supposedly freehold title to this block of land, and then along comes the homeowners association, for instance. along comes the they don't have homeowners associations here in Australia, but they have municipal councils, okay? And the municipal councils are a body corporate. And they behave themselves as a homeowners association. So my gripe against homeowners associations, from what I've heard about them, and body corporates, and unless it's actually in an apartment building where the body corporate has actually bought the land, has actually built the building, has actually installed the services and so on and so forth, okay, and then sells the apartments within the building, then yes, they have every right to say, we own the building and we, you have a strata title on your apartment, okay, and if you pay the strata fee, then you can live in that apartment. That's fair enough, because, you know, the capital outlay to build an apartment building is enormous. It really is. It runs into many, many millions of dollars. You know, they've got to hire architects and, you know, they've got to organize everything. And, you know, and that's fair enough. But when it comes to a suburban subdivision where the properties are actually sold freehold to usually individuals, and that individual, that land either has a house already on it, or at some stage at the very setup of the subdivision, it's sold as bare land and then the house gets built on it, right? The homeowners association didn't pay for that house to get built, did they? They didn't pay for the services to get connected. They didn't pay for the garden to get put in. They didn't pay for any of that. All they might have paid for is maybe things like, sewage, things like, water and electricity past the gate, cable access lines, whatever, but they didn't pay for the house, and what they're doing is that they're actually claiming an interest in your property title. And at any time in history before the 20th century, if a private body corporate had come along and tried to assert that they had an interest in your private freehold allodial paid off title, then that individual would fight tooth and nail to say, like hell you have. I'm sorry, you know what I mean, you get my point.
And we'll continue this after the break.
Okie doke.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. You know, a lot of people think that Texas is a nice free place, and I have to admit it's better than places like the People's Republic of California.
California.
But Becky and I were looking at property to try and get out of the Metroplex, and this is a very rural area, and there were deep restrictions, and we couldn't even have chickens there. Except on a temporary basis for a school project.
Wow.
absolutely amazing. You know, that's gobsmacking, actually. And like I say, the rules are not there for your benefit. They're absolutely not. And, you know, the so-called government is not a government. It's a body corporate. And it's there for your enslavement, okay? That they actually... you know, there's been rumors and gossips about the whole birth certificate thing and about how it's actually, you know, a title deed to your life and that there's, you know, a security attached to it and all the rest of it. I don't know if that's true or not, but it really wouldn't surprise me if it was. That's the truth of it. You know, and at some stage we have to decide whether we are going to continue to go along with this or whether we are going to, not in any big way, but do a Gandhi. Okay, and you know what a Gandhi is? Oh, I'll tell you, it's, you know, at the early on in the 20th century, the British ruled India, and actually they ruled it with an iron fist. And in a lot of rural areas, the country was very poor. It was highly salted. And the only way that the local people had of making a living was salt farming. Okay? That is where you go out on the mudflats at low tide and you collect salt crystals. And you put them in a basket and you take them to market and sell them. And the British imposed a tax on the salt, okay? And it was making it plain uneconomical for the woman to go out and collect the salt and earn a meager income. This is a tiny amount of money that they were earning, but it was really the difference between life and death for them, okay? And, you know, it's very much like at the foundation of the United States. What was it, a 1.5% tax on tea? The Boston, that triggered the Boston Tea Party. For all of the well, today we would call them protesters, dressed up as Native Americans and chucked all of the tea boxes into the harbour. Is that's about how it went, isn't that right?
Pretty much so.
And if you think that was over a 1.5% tax, and how much are we taxed now? And for what? You know, here in this country we have a sales tax on everything except for food and essential medical items. Okay? It's 15% across the board. That's on top of an income tax, which is for the average household income, 50% income tax. You heard me right, 50% income tax. And, you know, you've got people who, I actually looked up on the Australian Bureau of Statistics on their website, and they said that the poverty line in this country is $800 a week. And if you're earning less than $800 a week, you're in poverty in this country. The reason is because the government takes half of it, half of it. And, you know, puts it in their kitty. Because, you know, that's 50% tax rate on... You know, I think it's over about $40,000 a year, which would equal around about $800 a week. Because at one time, if you were earning $800 a week, you'd be practically a millionaire. But now, you're earning $800 a week and you're barely getting by. And it's like this. We would have, aside from the government payment that I get for the fact that I have two sons, which is $600 a fortnight, I have, you know, I read cards, and I would get maybe $400 or $500 a fortnight reading cards. Now, how can I do that and live? Very simply, because I absolutely refuse to pay into their system, because I can see that it is nothing but a corrupt cartel. If I had to pay into their system, I'd be completely impoverished. I really would be. You know, because I refuse to pay into it. And you know something? It's amazing. You say this publicly. You say it on the internet. You say it on radio shows. And you should check the comments section on Ron Gibson's channel tomorrow and watch the trolls come out to play when I say I refuse to pay into their system. Because they, you know, you know you're flying over target. You get the flack. And but do you know what? I've gotten to the point where I just don't care anymore, because this is a system that multiple times has tried to destroy me, has tried to destroy my children, has tried to take my land off me, has tried to take my animals off me for no good reason. You know, other than that, you know, if you've got a dog, you're somewhat defended. If you've got land, then you're never going to be totally impoverished, homeless, and starving. Okay? It's that simple. Security of tenure. You cannot have prosperity without it, you know? And dogs. If you've got a dog and it's a hunting dog, you can go and get yourself a feed if you know how to go hunting with it, you know? At the very least, you've got the best security system that you could ever imagine. And you can actually sleep at night if you've got at least one or two dogs, because they may sleep, but they will always have their ears open, and you will never, ever be caught unawares. You know, this is it. We have to get away from their enslavement. And the only way that we can get away from their enslavement, okay, is drop the shackles from our minds. Stop paying the salt tax. Stop paying the tea tax. Why should you have to pay somebody else money to do stuff that is your ordinary human right? Like to go to the grocery store and get shopping, you know, get food that you can't produce yourself, okay? There's, you know, I like my cups of tea, but it's just not a suitable climate here for growing it, so I have to buy it. You know, it's that simple. You know, the most suitable answer that I have for this is go and listen to a guy called Derek Jensen. I don't agree. He has a bit of a violent slant on his view of the world, okay? He's into blowing up dams. Mate, if you blew up dams around here, it would just be the stupidest thing ever. You would not be able to live here without the dams. The dams hold the water, because sometimes it doesn't rain for 6 or 7 months at a time. Okay? You can't go destroying dams. I would not advise anyone to do the more violent end of what Derek Jensen has to say. But certainly, his view on taxes was an eye-opener for me. You know? This is ordinary human activities that they are extorting money out of us so that we can do. And it's not fair. And it's not right. And why should we anyway? It's just disgusting how people, you know, buy into this. And then they, if you open your mouth about it, then they claim that you're not pulling your weight. that, you know, that you're a slacker, that you should be taking your share of the load, and who's going to pay for the system anyway. But I'll tell you what, I can sense we're probably heading quite closely into a break. I'll go into how we could organize things differently after the break.
Now we have about 2 or 3 minutes right now.
Okay. No, that's fine. I'll give a bit of a sampler just before then. When I was growing up in Rotorua in New Zealand, okay, I grew up among the Maori people, the Maori people, as you would say in America. Okay, and 500 years ago, they came across to New Zealand from Hawaii in big canoes, and they weren't the original indigenous people, but they live a very much indigenous type lifestyle, quite similar to what the Hawaiian people live.
And we have the music, so we'll finish up on the others. We'll finish up on the other side of the break.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan at the controls today. Gwyneth, please continue.
Now, what I learned from the Maori people in New Zealand when I was growing up there, they had a society that a short time before, you know, my time, I'm talking about 150 years before I was walking the earth, the Maori people had major problems in their society, okay? They had what could only be described as a massive, massive civil war, where some tribes, 90% of the tribe was wiped out, okay? And this is actual history, and they were looking at basically complete societal collapse. They were at the stage where they had wandering gangs of headhunters and cannibals wandering the forest looking for members of the opposing tribe to take them, enslave them and eat them. So this was not coming off an ideal base, okay? This is coming off a base of total societal collapse. They were just about at the point where they couldn't even do vegetable gardening outside of their little individual village because the other tribe across the way would probably come in and destroy their vegetable gardens. That's, you know, and they only, by the time Captain Cook got there, they only had about three or four different varieties of vegetables that they'd brought with them from Hawaii left. They had one variety of pumpkin, they had one variety of zucchini or cantaloupe, they had, they had one variety or maybe two or three varieties of sweet potato. And they had an assortment of wild herbs. They had wiped out what remained of the large ratite type birds that were there, something like a very, very large emu, okay, even larger than an ostrich. They had totally wiped them out. And the people who were there before had reduced their population, the population of the moa, which were like the very large emu, which were the staple food animal, enormously as well. But you know something, by the time I got there, the Maori people had recovered a lot of the heart that they had, okay, in the beginning. You, if you ever get the chance to go to Hawaii, I've never been to Hawaii, but I would absolutely love to go there because from what I've seen, it's like paradise on earth, okay? And actually, in the Maori language, and I take it in the Hawaiian language as well, the very word Hawaii means paradise, okay? In Maori, it means paradise. Their word is Hawaiki. It's a different dialect. But from the little bits of Hawaiian that I've heard, I can understand bits and pieces of it, and it seems to be a very, very close dialect to New Zealand Maori language. But, you know, what it boils down to is this. Aroha, you would say in Maori. In Hawaiian, you would say aloha. And it's the aloha that comes from God. If you allow that to govern your behavior, then you will have a beautiful society.
And we need to say aloha to this hour. See you on the other side of the break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.